When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is Lewis Hart for Boxing Social in association with Empire Fight Store Forged Irish Stout. Delighted to be joined with Eddie Hearn. We've just witnessed, although, a crazy, crazy night of boxing here at the Barclays Centre in New York. Ryan Garcia defeats Devin Haney. I suppose, obviously, you know, you was representing Devin Haney. So your initial thoughts?
I thought it was a thrilling fight. You know, I thought Devin boxed poorly. Ryan was brilliant. Ryan looked like a middleweight in there tonight, was punching very, very hard. And Devin got caught in the first round. I don't know whether he fully recovered, but came back and actually had the fight really close. Like, I know people, but I had Devin squeak in the last round to have it really tight, because I didn't give Ryan many rounds outside of the ones where he knocked him down. But unfortunately, he knocked him down three times, and knocked down in the 10th was a real kick in the nuts. And Devin showed unbelievable heart, like, to get up as many times as he did, especially the first knockdown. But yeah, I thought he was poor tonight. But listen, hats off to Ryan Garcia. I thought he had no chance in this fight at all, and it was a massive win for him.
What do you think was wrong there? What went wrong there for Devin? Do you think maybe, you know, they may live to regret sort of letting Garcia make the sort of a 1-3-4? Because he looked massive out there.
It's always difficult when someone comes in 3.5 pound over, because you've got a tough decision to make. You know, they didn't make him weigh in today. And I think also, like you said, he was massive in there. Looked huge. And but Devin didn't put enough pressure on him at times, because he was recovering as well. You know, he was hurt. So you can always say the weight, you can say the performance, but you have to take your hats off to Ryan as well, because, you know, after that, the build-up, I didn't think he had a chance, so you have to give him respect.
And obviously, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing, and you can, you know, you can look at it now, and you look in the performance that Ryan put in, caught everyone by surprise. Do you think, with all the build-up and all the antics, it caught Devin by surprise as well, would you say?
Maybe, but, you know, he started really well, and, you know, put Devin on the back foot. I don't know what to expect, really, you know, with the build-up and what was said. You don't really know what went on in camp, but he did the 12 rounds. You know, he couldn't make the weight, but he did the 12 rounds, and that's all she wrote.
There was obviously a lot of passion there from many sides. Didn't want to talk about Henry Garcia. He'd done a media scrum, and he was like, fuck you, Eddie Hearn, you know, he's a fucking piece of shit. Have you got to see him?
No, listen, the build-up's the build-up, and you've got to stand by what you say. You know, and I stand by the fact that I thought Devin Haney was going to win it easy. I thought Ryan's behaviour was, very, as I said, very uncharacteristic in the build-up. And I didn't say anything that I regret. I wasn't rude. I wasn't disrespectful. I just said, Devin Haney's going to beat him. And Emery's his dad. So he shouted at me. He apologised, which I accept. And I give you the respect. You won. You know, you didn't make weight, but you won. And I didn't think you would. So everything that I said in the build-up, and I was wrong. And all respect to him.
Have you had a chance to speak to Devin yet?
Yeah, he's gutted. I mean, he's a winner. You know, he's trained his whole life to win fights like this. and he came up short tonight.
Is the rematch, you know, a viable option next, do you think?
I think so. No, I mean, a lot of people would like to see the fight again. I don't know. You know, Ryan's got fights like maybe a Tank rematch, I don't know, maybe a Teofimo Lopez fight. Love him to fight Subriel Matias, our world champion as well. But he's a good fighter, you know, he's got very heavy hands. And he looked, like I said, he looked massive in there tonight. And, you know, he's going to be involved in some big fights. It's a big start. Yeah. Ryan,
I've seen a lot of myself. Are you looking to steer clear from New York now after sort of the last couple of fights and the AJ?
We had Taylor Serrano. Oh, yeah, that was a big win. So don't mug me off too much.
No, I won't do. Eddie, thank you for your time, mate. Sports Social
Podcast Network. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.